Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones, sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard of someone called the cleaning coach? Would you like to be coached by a real cleaning expert? Have you ever heard about the art of green housekeeping? Tell me, would you like some daily cleaning tips? Have you ever heard about healthy and fun green cooking? Can you imagine having a healthy, happy green home for your family? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the cleaning answers that you may have been looking for? Now, are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today I will be introducing you to two guests who are success coaches extraordinaire. They have provided us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons. Before I introduce my first guest, I'd love to invite you to call in. The number is 818-431-8506. That's 818-431-8506. Do call in with any questions that you have during our interview today. Now, I'd like to tell you a little bit about my first guest today. Our guest is called the cleaning coach. She is a nationally recognized green homekeeping expert dedicated to educating people on keeping their homes, schools, and work areas green. From obvious dangers like toxic chemicals under the sink to hidden hazards that can be found in the office, this guest helps teach simple steps to keep families and pets safe from hidden toxins and health risks. Our coach's mission is to teach and encourage others in the art of green homekeeping. She is a green consultant whose wit, insight, and humor has raised the green awareness in all of us. She writes for a number of websites like The Daily Green and is also featured as the green expert for TheExaminer.com in Boston. She is the founder and president of the Green Clean University, offering programs and products for green lifestyle management. This expert's warm and energetic workshops and trainings serve to improve awareness with simple steps that make a home safer for everyone. Her speaking skills put a room in the enthusiastic and open frame of mind about thinking green. Clients such as National Grid, Mass Maritime Academy, and Mass Audubon Society have used her material to help remove toxins in the home and in the workplace. It is my great pleasure to welcome to our show today Leslie Reichert. Hi, Leslie. How are you doing?
I'm great, Jenny. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this. I mean, you've created a cottage industry based on green. Tell us a little bit about your early background, your education, and tell us if you had some early mentors yourself.
I did. I actually, my background started in chemistry. I was a chemical engineer in college.
Okay.
And realized that I didn't want to be in a lab. That was one of the things one of my professors had said to me was, you know, I hope you realize you're going to be stuck in a lab doing research. And I was like, oh, no, I need people. Can't do that.
You're a people
person.
So
I hurried up and, yes, got out of that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, my life kind of took some turns. I was in banking for a while, did insurance for a while. And then I ended up deciding I wanted to own my own business because I was going to turn into a mom.
Okay.
And I started a homekeeping business or house cleaning service back then.
Mm-hmm.
And we grew it to a very large, it was one of the largest in the Blackstone Valley in Massachusetts. And while I was doing that, I realized that I was starting to get sick. I actually had issues with my immune system.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Yeah. It was, I was doing some of the cleaning. You know, we were cleaning, you know, maybe three houses a day.
Uh-huh.
If you're doing three houses a day, that's nine bathrooms. And I was being exposed to a lot of toxins.
Uh-huh.
And so I came around to finding out that there were some really great green cleaners that do work. And that led to my book and what I do now.
Fantastic. And was your mother a good housekeeper? Were you trained early in the art of housekeeping?
That's kind of a family joke. She's still my mother and my aunt. I can hear both of them saying, I can't believe you're in the cleaning industry. This is so strange. You know, I was a typical teenager, and you know, the last thing I wanted to do was help around the house. So it wasn't until I had my own home that I realized you had to learn how to take care of things.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Wonderful. Well, your timing is perfect because it's a very big topic, green, the environment. It's very current. And now your book. Now, how long did it take you to write your book?
The book took me about a year. What we did was it's based around my great-grandmother, and she is probably my biggest mentor, even though she's no longer with us. I got to meet her, and I was given a picture of her. So her picture is in the book of her being a mom back then in around the late 1800s. And it's a picture of her holding my grandmother out in western Pennsylvania. So very meaningful. And then I ended up having a laundry soap recipe that she probably was using back then. And we tested it and found all the ingredients. So that was kind of the keystone for the rest of the recipes in the book.
Okay.
So
So you provide recipes, and these are all green recipes, right, for people who want to make their own cleaning supplies.
Exactly. This is for somebody who's I deal with a lot of people that are very sensitive to both to scents and also to chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
So this is that book where they just can't find anything that's going to work for them in the marketplace, and they're made out of things in their pantry.
Oh, my gosh.
This is all stuff that comes out of your pantry.
Okay.
So we use vinegar, baking soda. You know, things that you've heard of or may have tried but never really had much success with, these are recipes that work.
Okay. Well, now, talking about recipes, I'm curious to know your recipe, your cocktail for removing ink.
Well,
I'm going to be writing this down.
Yeah. I will share with your listeners. There is a place they can go on my website where they can get a free recipe, and they actually see a video of how to mix it up and how to use it. So they don't have to remember. My motto is don't remember anything. I'll provide it for you.
Okay.
Too much to think about. Don't worry about that.
I like your style.
Well, I'm in that boat. I can't remember everything. So if somebody gives me the something and tells me where to go, then I don't have to write it down, and I won't lose it on a piece of paper. I mean, we're all in the same boat.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. But the secret thing for ink is actually alcohol.
Oh.
So you could, you can use, that's kind of the secret ingredient in Dawn dish soap. Everybody loves Dawn dish soap.
Uh-huh.
Really what it is just a regular dish soap with alcohol in it.
Okay.
And, the alcohol cuts through the grease, and it cuts through the ink.
Wow.
Yes. So on my blog, if you go to my website, which is greencleaningcoach.com, and up in the top corner, there's a little label that says blog. And there's an article I did in my blog about how I ruined my really expensive, what I call my skinny jeans that aren't skinny anymore. But, you know, I had a pen blow up in my pants, and it's a big, huge ink spot. And all I did was use an old-fashioned soap and vodka. And the vodka was the alcohol. Yeah. And it broke down. It works.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that is a great tip.
So everybody's got vodka or rubbing alcohol or something like that. So those two things will work great for you.
Oh, that's fantastic. And then if it doesn't work that well, you can just have a drink.
There you go.
that might even work better.
I like your style. That's good.
Well, now let's look at talk about your book a little bit, and it took you a year to write it. So I know that it was a labor of love, and that it you cover so many areas that you have cleaning tips for. Let's talk about the. We have a few minutes before the break. Let's talk about tips for the kitchen.
Okay.
Okay.
One of the things that people do that they are really incensed with right now is killing things in the kitchen, especially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's, let's disinfect it, let's kill the germs. And the amazing thing is that there are three things that you can use to disinfect with that won't hurt anything.
Uh-huh.
One is white vinegar.
Okay.
The second is alcohol, rubbing alcohol or vodka.
Uh-huh.
And the third is hydrogen peroxide.
Hydrogen peroxide, okay.
Yeah. So those three things, even if you mix them together, won't hurt you, but they'll disinfect everything.
Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful. And that's totally safe, and you don't have to worry about any hidden chemicals or problems like that, do you?
Exactly. I mean, the hydrogen peroxide is the same stuff we're using on our teeth to whiten them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whitening strips are really hydrogen peroxide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can have a drink of vodka. It won't kill you. It's not the best, but, you know, it's not going to hurt you. And, you know, vinegar's in your pickles. So everything there is a kind of a pantry cleaner is what I call them. There's things out of your pantry instead of underneath your sink.
Okay,
and
okay.
So you can mix up an all-purpose kind of disinfectant with that, and that'll take care of most everything you've got going in your kitchen.
Wow, wonderful. You know, we're going to take a break and hear from our sponsor, and when we come back, we'll be back with Leslie Reichert.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes when it comes to Successimo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. Successimo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you, receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at Successimo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do, and the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of Successimo.com, you need to think learn while you earn, and always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back with January Jones and my guest, Leslie Reichart, sharing Successimo stories. Leslie, would you give your website information again and also tell my listeners where they can find your book?
Yes, my website is www.greencleaningcoach.com, and that's the place where we were talking about earlier where they can get a free recipe and a video on how to use it.
Wonderful,
and the
wonderful.
Book, yeah, and my book's available on Amazon.com, and it's also available in the Whole Foods on the East Coast.
Oh, wow, wonderful.
Yeah.
That's quite impressive. Now, when will it be at Whole Foods on the West Coast? Soon, I hope.
Oh, fingers crossed. Go to your local Whole Foods and tell them you need it.
Okay, I will do that. I will do that. You know, I usually like to ask my guests about something in their life that was unexpected that contributed to their eventual successful career. Now, you've already shared that you had an immune disease or a problem, and that led to your cleaning career. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. Right. Looking for alternatives, yes.
Okay, and now when you look back on your career, do you have a defining moment, something that you could share that was very exciting for you as a career woman working on your own from your own home?
Well, I'll tell you, the experience that I remember, and I even put it in my book, was I was at the International Houseware Show, which is in Chicago, 1 year. I usually go. And at the Houseware Show, they have a place in the back called the Goho Theater where all the celebrity chefs perform.
Uh-huh.
And I always used to go back there and just kind of sit and watch how the celebrity chefs performed in front of groups and spoke and all the different ways they went about things. But at the end of the show, I was really ready. You know, it was the end of the day, and I called my husband. I said, you know what, I'm supposed to have another day here, but I just want to go home.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get on a plane? Get me home early. And he said, get back in there. And he's really my coach. He's my coach. He's like, get back in there and you make something happen.
Oh.
I hung up the phone and I was like, okay, I can do this. So I went back to the theater and I ended up figuring out a way how to perform the next year. So instead of being a spectator the next year, I was actually up on stage with the celebrity chefs and I got to perform with Rachel Ray and Paula Deen. And
exciting.
And it was just a...
Was your performance
based
on your cleaning skills?
Yeah, because when I went up there and I went back and watched, I saw this girl in between each celebrity chef, and she was taking a glass cleaner and a paper towel, and she was cleaning the countertops where they were making all these wonderful foods.
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, my gosh, that's the last thing you want to be cleaning up with up there.
Okay.
So I went to the show guys, and I said, how about if I just, you know, come in between each chef and kind of give a little tip or a different product that would work better? And they thought they loved it.
Oh, yeah.
They loved the idea. So now, yeah, so I'm kind of like the celebrity cleaning person. So I don't do the cooking, but I clean up after them.
Oh, that's fabulous. See, now that's just being totally aware and open to new opportunities. I'm so glad your husband sent you back in there.
Me too. That was the beginning of everything I do right now. So I give him all.
Well, I definitely would describe that as a defining moment. Now, are you also a mother?
I am. I have three children.
Oh,
one is 22, 17, and a 13-year-old.
Oh, wonderful. That's fabulous. And I'm sure they're all wonderful support to you. Let's talk a little bit now about daily cleaning tips. What is the tip that you would give my listeners if they have to clean something that's metal?
Well, I have a great stainless steel cleaner that they can use, and that seems to be one of the things that's really frustrating for people right now.
Totally, totally.
Yeah. So it's really a simple thing, which is basically using club soda, a little bit of borax, and some baking soda, and creating a thin paste with that. And that will cut through any of the grease that you have built up on stainless steel.
Wow. And that's all right in your pantry, isn't it?
Exactly. And the other thing I usually recommend, too, is for a quick clean, which you can do daily, is there's a great cloth out there called, I call it the blue cloth, and it's a very fine woven microfiber cloth. It doesn't have big loops. A lot of people have seen the microfiber everywhere, but this is a very silky-looking cloth, and it will clean glass or anything shiny with just water.
Oh, my gosh. That is fantastic. Where would we find this blue cloth? Is it a magic cloth?
It seems like it's magic, but it's really just technology. And if you go on my website up in the top corner again, there's one that says shop.
Okay, guys.
There. Yeah.
Everyone listening, I'm going to repeat this again. The website is www.greencleaningcoach.com. I have been there. I haven't been able to spend a lot of time, but it is going to be on my bucket list. Also, I'm going to sign up my daughters, who are all new beginning housekeepers. And I also recommend your book, The Joy of Green Cleaning. Now, this would be a fantastic gift to give to a young bride or any young woman starting out with her family, because these are things that they can just make on their own. Now, Leslie, how did you discover what to use? Did you experiment a lot to figure out what things to use, or did it just come from your chemistry background?
A little of both. Because I know what each one of the different ingredients do, for example, white vinegar is a natural acid.
Okay.
You know, baking soda is a natural lifter. You know, so you kind of figure out what each individual ingredient does, and then what you're trying to do is clean, say, grease, so you know you're going to need a little bit of an acid. You might need the alcohol to cut things. And we just would, we really would. We turned my kitchen into a lab. Crazy for a little while. But it all worked. That was the fun part.
I've seen your picture, and you're a lovely gal, and I can't imagine you as the mad scientist. But I'm sure that you had a lot of fun doing this. Now, your book covers everything. It covers every room in the house and probably even goes into the closets and places that we don't want anyone to see. All those secret tips. I hope that you're eventually going to be, I hope they get you into Oprah's magazine, and I hope you're going to be doing some television shows in the future.
I would love to. I really would. I've done some TV spots out here, and I would love to be into a national television show. That would be fabulous.
Yeah. You would be perfect. I can see it happening for you, and I'm going to spread the word to everyone I know about you. Now, how about giving us a few daily cleaning tip for the bathroom? That's always tricky. Okay. Now, if you were out cleaning 9 bathrooms a day, my gosh, girl.
Yeah, and I learned the hard way that you don't need to use the really toxic chemicals. So when I get up in front of a group of people, I always ask, you know, who's using the cleaner that makes their eyes water and their nose run? Don't do that anymore. There's one thing that I call, it's an eco sponge. It's kind of like a Mr. Eraser sponge, and it uses the technology of friction. And what you want to do is get one of those sponges, and while you're in the shower, clean it with this sponge.
Oh, okay.
Because it'll just literally rub off all of the soap scum while you're in there.
Oh, perfect, perfect.
Yeah. And then you can have your extra 5 minutes.
Okay.
You know, you don't feel guilty because you're standing.
This is a fun activity you can share with the entire family.
Well, I bribe my teenagers because I tell them, because they love to just stand in the hot water for, I mean, they'd stand in there for a day.
I know,
so I tell them,
I know.
You can have your give them the extra 10 minutes, give them the sponge, and say, look, I'll let you stay in there as long as you rub down the walls with the sponge. And they do it.
Oh, wonderful. That's a great, great idea. I'm going to use that for sure. And, you know, funny thing about it, my husband would love doing that. He would.
Oh, there you go. I have to get you one of these sponges.
And also, all my grandchildren, just like yours, they all stay in the shower forever. Their mothers can never get them out, so that would be perfect.
Yeah, you might as well bribe them with something because, you know, they're not going to get out of the shower. You can't make them. But if they're in there and they at least try and make some of it go away, it's a win.
Every little bit helps when you're trying to do this. Also, once they do the shower, then if you have the blue cloth in every bathroom, they'd be able to do the windows or the mirrors, wouldn't they?
Exactly, because they have to wipe off the fog they created anyway, right?
Yeah, that'd
so
be
you just
perfect.
Use that dry blue cloth, and now they've cleaned the mirror, and they don't even realize it.
Oh, I this is fabulous. It may be very devious, but I
don't care.
I think it's very, very fabulous. Okay, now you have some other green, I'm going to skip down to some other green ideas. Do you have any other little tips you could share with my listeners today, Leslie?
Well, let's see. We've got a lot of different things you can do for pets. One of the things that people are probably going to start dealing with as the weather gets warmer is their carpets are going to want to make their carpets smell a little better.
Yeah.
And you can do that with just a little bit of baking soda and borax. And then I'm a big fan of using essential oils for a scent. So instead of having, pure essential oils really have, very few people have sensitivities to them. But it does make your house and makes you feel better when you're using them. So you mix 50-50, a little baking soda, a little bit of borax, a couple drops of lemon, and you can put that combo in your vacuum bag even.
Oh, great.
So when you're vacuuming, it'll take the scents out.
Oh, that's fantastic, especially with dogs shedding. What's your tip for dogs shedding hair? How do you clean the sofa?
You can't make them stop. I can't help you with the shedding, but the real easy thing to do is a rubber glove.
Okay.
So if you put a rubber glove on your hand and just go over the couch, it's going to create static electricity, and the dog hair will just come right to the edge, and you can pull it right off.
You go, girl. That is one of those latex thick rubber gloves, right?
Exactly. Yep. Just one of those little latex. You can use non-latex. It doesn't matter. It's just the static that will be created. And it'll pull it right off.
Do you realize what this tip is going to do? This is going to just go nationwide. Everyone's going to, this is something everyone who has a dog needs to know about.
Well, the other thing you can do is that same tip, do it on, like, you know how you have area rugs that just won't come clean even when you vacuum them with the dog hair?
Oh, yeah.
Just
definitely.
Your Orientals or whatever. Just use that rug and just go right over the rug, and it's like using a magic eraser. It literally will just pull the dog hair right off for you.
Oh. I tell you, you're probably going to be invited on Animal Planet.
Here's a new one. I never thought of that.
It would be a big, big hit there. You know, I want to ask you to come back again because I've got a million cleaning questions to ask you, and I want everyone to go to your website, www.greencleaningcoach.com, and then buy Leslie's book, The Joy of Green Cleaning. And Leslie, we will look forward to having you as a success coach at our Successimo website in the near future, because you are definitely someone I want to share with the world.
Oh, well, thank you. It's been a real pleasure.
Well, thank you, and we will have you back. And now we're going to have a brief word about your host.
Lately, there's been a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about, why they whine, and most importantly, how to stop them from whining. The 11th Commandment deals with all of the complaints and causes, and there are over 100-plus cures for whining with humor and hope in this edition. This is the perfect gift to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. It'll make you laugh at yourself and others. John Curtis, a distinguished author, reminds us that it is the perfect gift for anyone who wants to be healthy and happy with humor, honey, and hope, and for people who are just hopeless. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com and at the Successimo.com Coaches Bookstore. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. As Sally Shields, best-selling author, states, January Jones gets to the core of the matter with her quick-witted tips and cures that cut to the chase and will put any seasoned whiner to shame. So get reading and stop whining and start winning with Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment.
Welcome back to the second half of our show today, sharing successful stories with January Jones. Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever known someone who has profoundly influenced your life? Are you someone who has always looked up to a teacher or a very special mentor? Would you like to learn more about teenagers? Can you imagine failing your way to success? Yes, you heard me right, failing your way to success. Do you ever make an effort to call people by their name? Yeah, I always see people and I can remember their face, but for the life of me, I have a hard time remembering their name. That's an important thing. When was the last time you shot for the stars? And here's another good question. Did your granddaddy ever give you advice? Or better yet, are you now ready to meet someone who can help you make big changes in small steps? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to the second half of our show today. I want to tell you a little bit about my next guest. He is a return guest, and I'm thrilled to have him on the show. Our guest grew up as a student athlete. However, he admits that he was more of an athlete than a student. Well, I can relate to that. Today, however, he has successfully completed 12 years of college and earned 7 degrees. Yes, you heard me right. I said 7 degrees. This coach is an educator, author, speaker, and success coach. He teaches in Connecticut's largest inner-city high school. He has written articles for the United States' oldest newspaper, the Hartford Courant. In addition, this expert has written and traditionally published his teen leadership book called Feeling Lucky. Finally, he is also a teacher consultant for the National Writing Project. It is my pleasure to welcome back to the show Daniel Blatchard. Hi, Daniel. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Wonderful, January. Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Oh,
boy, all those kind words.
Well, they're all true, and I love having you on the show. You're one of the most informative and inspirational coaches that we have at successimo.com. And also, you are one of the most prolific. I think you have posted, I have it in front of me, you've posted so many fantastic articles. I don't know where to begin. First of all, let me go back and have you briefly share a little bit about your background and what you're up to lately. What's your newest project?
Oh, gosh, I'm not even quite sure where to begin on that one, Jim. I got so many balls in the air right now. It's amazing.
Oh, wonderful.
But background, just real quick background. Born and raised here in Connecticut, large family, middle class. We never really had much, but we always seemed to get by. And one of the things that I really focused on was sports, as you had mentioned. Mm-hmm. And, I was maybe a C student. And I really admit I wasn't that good of a student, wasn't that interested in school. And I was just kind of maybe interested in maybe trying to talk to a couple of girls and going there and playing sports and hanging out with the guys. And that was about mm-hmm. it. And, I mean, thank God I did excel at least that. I did end up on a state championship football team and got the Thanksgiving Day game trophy, and I did end up as a 2-time wrestling state champ and even wrestled in the Junior Olympics
twice. Oh my gosh, how wonderful.
Yeah, thank you. And that success, I mm-hmm. didn't know it at the time, mm-hmm. but that success as a teen.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much laid the foundation for many, many other successes that would come later on. And like I said, I wasn't all that talented or all that gifted in the realm of school, but I was talented, and at least I worked very hard anyways, in sports, and I became successful from working hard in sports. And that has carried over to other aspects of my life, that whole work ethic, which I'm afraid a lot of our kids today are losing, and they don't have that work ethic. So with that, like that really helped me, that work ethic. And I've been involved in so many different things now because of that work ethic. I'm still getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, 7 days a week, to write my third book right now. Okay. So, yeah, and I'm probably about 70 pages into my third book, and I'm actually writing the fourth book at the same time. So imagine that. So I'm about 70 pages or 80 pages into the third book and fourth book because I'm writing them at the same time because I already have in my head a vision of how they're going to go.
Okay, you're going to have you're going to have a whole series, and are they all going to start with feeling?
Yeah, it's going to be the Granddaddy's Secret series, and the first book is the 10th grade story, and that's called Feeling Lucky. The sequel is the 11th grade story, the same kid, 11th grade, same teen, and that one's called Feeling Good. Period after. I should go back to Feeling Lucky. I had a question mark or at the end because there's still some questions in this boy's mind. The 11th grade story is Feeling Good with a period. And he's feeling a little more solid about himself now that he's starting to make some progress. And then the 12th grade story, which I'm writing right now, is called Feeling Strong with an exclamation point at the end because now he's arrived. He really knows what he's got to do in life to succeed. And he's going to do it with vigor and passion. So that's the 11th grade or the 12th grade story, and all those three books are going to need the Granddaddy's Secret series. Now, the book four that I'm writing, also it's the 100 secrets of Granddaddy in the original, the first book, and I'm taking those 100 secrets and I'm expanding them out to let's say a 2 or 3 page success article or team leadership article to explain, you know, how do you do, like, you know, the simple things in life or the best things in life. What exactly does that mean? How do you do it? How do you become successful living by that philosophy? You know, the park is a great place to learn. I mean, how do you do that? I mean, what does that look like, and how do you actually do that in your life and live that secret of success? So I am writing those things. I just recently have a weekly column with the newspaper. Yeah, and that's been kind of neat. Every Tuesday, it's been coming out, and it's in a couple different newspapers right now.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and I've been getting some emails and some communications on that, and that's going really well.
And are your topics eclectic, or are they specifically about teenagers, or what do you write about?
You know, they're topics right out of my books again.
Okay.
Right out of the Granddaddy's 100 Secrets, so the topics right out of there, and I just boil them right down to what you absolutely need to know in a quick read, a quick, simple, easy read. And they're in the newspaper every week now. So that's been kind of fun. And I've getting a lot of positive feedback about that. The other thing I've been doing, January, is from my website, which is www.granddaddysecrets.com, I've been blogging from my website a few times a week, and I've been getting a tremendous amount of responses. I think just yesterday alone I received 2,500 comments on my blog.
Oh, my gosh. How wonderful.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, it was just in one day. So I brought my wife onto my team to help me answer these blog comments. And it's like next to impossible to keep up. we'll give it a good college try.
Well, you are my fantasy success coach, and I'm so thrilled that I was able to recruit you for successmo.com because you're what it's all about, helping people find out how to be successful. That is such a powerful mission, and you are I'm so thrilled to hear you're doing so well.
Thank you, January. There's more, by the way.
Okay.
You're not going to believe this, but I've just been picked. I've just been picked by the American Federation of Teachers to be the voice and face of educational reform in Connecticut. They now have a YouTube video of me that's all out there. My story and my face is on a postcard. It went out to the 186 Connecticut state legislators. And last Saturday, I was at the state capitol building giving a speech to our Connecticut state legislators about educational reform. So I'm on that little boat, too, and that's been one heck of a ride so far as well.
Your life is
quite a ride.
It's just exploding, and it couldn't happen to a nicer person, or a person who deserves it more. Let's talk a little bit about one of your articles, and I talked about it in the introduction. Call people by their names, and you write about that. And tell us why you feel that that is so important in today's impersonal world.
Well, I tell you, I know I've struggled with it for years, January. You know, I see a face, you think you recognize the face.
Yeah.
I can't quite remember the name. I know I've struggled with it. And pretty much everybody that's read that article, or every person that's been privy to the conversation of this call people by the name, have all said the same thing. Pretty much almost all of them say that they all struggle with it. I think my wife is the only one I know that doesn't. But everybody else, pretty much I know, struggles with it. And something that's very interesting, I've been watching it's got to be over 10 years now, maybe 15 years now. I've been watching my students, and students, you know, throughout the school, having a very difficult time even remembering their teacher's name, which is, you know, kind of concerning.
Right.
You know, there'd be a kid saying, "Mister, I left my jacket over in my English teacher's room," and I'll be like, "All right, let me give you a pass. What's your teacher's name?" And they don't know. And I'm thinking, you have one English teacher, and you don't know your one English teacher's name? You know, or it doesn't matter if it's a math teacher or a science teacher. You know, for years, students have been coming into my classroom and saying, "Hey, mister, hey, mister."
Uh-huh.
And it's just like they don't, you know, and granted, this is the inner city, so sometimes things are a little bit different in the inner city. But for years, I've never heard a student call me by my name when they come in their classroom. It's always like, hey, mister, or hey, missus, or hey, miss. You know, so I'm seeing it in our teens today, at least in the inner cities. They are not even calling their teachers by name. So if you throw that in there, that's just, you know, that's just a common courtesy to maybe call a teacher by their name or a coach, you know, by their name, or maybe just an adult, you know, by their proper name. That's just a common courtesy that will help you get farther in this world. And our kids, at least the ones I'm exposed to, are not doing it. So you throw that in there, and then you throw in the personal struggles that I've always had, you know, of calling people by their names. And generally, trust me, I've known this grid for a long time, that a person's name is like music to their ears.
Oh, yeah.
So if you really want somebody to like you, you know, I've always said, you know, you gotta like them.
Mm-hmm.
If you like them, then they'll like you back. If you're a friend to them, they'll be a friend back to you. And one of the main things and one of the best things you can do is call them by their name, because that's like music to their ears.
Okay.
If you call them by their name, they're instantly going to like you. You know, and you're it's just such a better world to live in.
And you know, I don't think the last name is so important. I think it's so important to get that first name. I'm going to share with you, Daniel, a little secret that I've been doing all my life, and it really has helped me tremendously. When I meet someone, I'm such a celebrity buff. You know, I'm always reading People magazine and whatnot. And when I meet someone, like, say, she says, "My name is Betty so-and-so," I immediately look at her and I frame her as Betty White.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
I make her my little celebrity, and then whenever I see her, I think of Betty White, and Betty comes right out. It's been just a magical.
Amazing, these little tricks.
Yes, yes.
Yep.
It's been wonderful. It's a magical way I have of remembering people. We're going to be right back with more information and inspiration from one of my favorite guests, Daniel Blanchard. And first, now we'll hear a word from our sponsor.
Let me ask you, are you ready to become a cash cow? Would you like to get paid while you're spending time at your computer? Let's face it, if you're on it all the time, you might as well be earning while you're learning. You may be asking now just how does SuccessMO.com work? SuccessMO.com is the new paradigm in social networking with big lessons and big rewards. Simply put, it is a change in the way people will learn, earn, work, and live right now and in the future. Its primary purpose is to let people become successful in whatever areas of their life that they desire. We have found that when rewarded with valuable merchandise and cash, people are motivated to continue their learning process. All you will need to do will be short lesson activities that can be articles, videos, audios, blogs, or forums. They take only a few minutes at your computer, and they will reap great rewards. At Successimo.com, you will never have to reinvent the wheel or anything else. We will provide you with success coaches who will motivate, encourage, and support you as you create your own Successimo story. And more than that, Successimo.com provides you with money. You'll have the opportunity to earn money while you're learning to be successful. The lesson activities at Successimo are from the world's foremost instructors. Our success coaches are experts in their fields with proven and demonstrated experience. Many of them are authors, speakers, teachers, entrepreneurs, and successful businessmen and women. We strive to bring you success coaches with diverse backgrounds and life experiences. We continually grow our resource base of content providers to serve you continually for your development desires and needs. It is easier than you think to build your own network by just referring your associates, employees, friends, and family. Much to your amazement, Successimo.com will take on a virtual reality life and connect you to a global social networking experience. There are no geographic or physical limitations to this enterprise. So now it's time for you to become a Successimo subscriber, and always remember that on the Internet, innovation plus ideas will equal income. It's time for you to step up to the plate and hit that home run you've always been dreaming about. The timing is right for you to use your creativity and courage to start collecting the cash flow that is the future of social networking on the Internet. Yes, you deserve to be that cash cow right now. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
This is January Jones welcoming you back with my guest today, Daniel Blanchard, sharing his Successimo story with us right now. Daniel, would you give the website information and also where your books are available, and tell us when we can get Feeling Good? When will that be out?
Yeah, The Feeling Good, it actually came out like 2 weeks ago.
Wonderful.
So it's all on my website, which is granddaddyssecrets.com. Okay. If you go on there, you can see there's a place where you can...
Is that with two S's?
Yes, it is. Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, it's granddaddies, so there's an S at the end, and then secrets.
Okay.
So granddaddyssecrets.com.
Okay.
If you go on my website, my first book is on there, which is the Feeling Lucky.
Okay.
Second book is also on there, which is Feeling Good.
Mm-hmm.
And then my blog is also on there, which I've got, I think, 30-plus blogs, little articles on there for one to read as well. And they're pretty good. I think people will like them. So definitely you can go on there, and everything you need is right on my website. You know, if you really wanted to go to the publisher, which is publishamerica.com, you can find me on that. You can find me on Amazon. You can find me in Borders and Barnes and Noble. So pretty much it's available. It's available all over the place.
You're going to be everywhere. I'm so happy for you. And I like that what you stressed earlier and you shared about your sports and athletics giving you self-esteem. You know, that would, for someone who, for a child who's not athletic, if they could get into things like band and other clubs at school, wouldn't that do the same thing for them?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I always encourage kids. Whenever I'm in school and I'm talking to kids, I'm like, well, what are you doing outside of class? You know, what's your extracurricular activity? You know, are you in the theater? You know, are you in the band?
Yes.
You know, are you in the debate club? Are you involved in something? You know, because I always try to tell my students, I said, listen, I can't remember the last time I was bored. And when I was in school, I certainly wasn't bored. You know, the kids that think, oh, high school stink, you know, those are the kids that are not involved.
Yeah.
For the kids that are involved, high school does not stink. High school only stinks if you're not involved. So if you're involved, then high school could be, you know, some of the fondest memories of your life if you're involved. And you need to get involved in something. You know, those 4 years come and go so quick, and you don't get them back. You know, so you need to be involved in something. And if you can be involved in something, make a few friends, have a good time, learn a few skills, you know, maybe improve your work ethic a little bit. You can take those skills and you can apply them to other areas of your life. You know, and I know this is going back to sports, But just today, I had a kid sitting in class doing nothing, just sitting there doing nothing. And I've spoken to this kid, you know, many, many times about, you know, him just being lazy and just doing nothing. So I walked up to him today, and I didn't ask him like the usual, open your book, you know, take out a paper. I didn't do any of that. I just walked up today, looked at him, and I said, hey, is your basketball team still undefeated? And he said, yeah. I said, you guys are working really hard on that basketball team, aren't you? And he smiled and said, yeah. I said, when you work really hard, good things happen, right? Like going undefeated? And he's like, yeah. I said, so now you apply that to other areas of your life, and good things can happen in other areas of your life, too. You got to open your book and get busy. You know, and then he looked at me, and he opened his book and got busy.
That's very powerful.
Yeah, so you take these skills and you apply them to other areas in your life.
I know. I look back on my high school years, and those were some of the most wonderful times of my life. And they're largely, I was so active like you. That's probably carries forward with everything you do for the rest of your life. You take it with you. Daniel, share a little bit about your own personal Successimo experience with us and all the fantastic articles you've posted there for our subscribers.
Well, I'll tell you, Successimo has been wonderful for me for quite a few reasons. And every now and then I get to have these wonderful conversations with you. So that's always nice. Thank you. And I've had a great opportunity to write articles. And I think I probably got about 25 or so written, right in that ballpark somewhere. And every single time I'm writing an article, a couple of good things are happening. For one, you know, I'm sharpening my intellect. I'm thinking about my thinking. I'm thinking about success. You know, going back to thinking about thinking, that's some people call that metacognition. But the more you do these things, the more you think about your thinking, the more you're thinking about your success, you know, the more you're thinking about how to tell people or teach people to be successful, the more you deeply understand it. It's kind of like when I used to tell people, I used to say, you know what, I was a great wrestler, but when I started coaching, that's when I really became a great wrestler. You know, my days of competition were over, but I didn't know this. But once I started coaching, and instead of just reacting and hitting the move, I had to sit there and break it down to little bitty pieces and explain it to kids and get kids to understand the move. And that made the move, you know, just go so much deeper into me, into my muscle memory, into my brain. So it really, really turned me from a great wrestler, I think, to a really great wrestler once I started coaching. And I feel the same thing is true with Successimo. You know, when you're writing these articles or doing these videos or doing these audios, or any other format that you're doing there with Successimo, you know, you're trying to break it down to teach other people what you know. And when you're trying to teach other people what you know, it deepens that knowledge in you. And it deepens that skill in you. So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing there. And the other thing is it's beautiful because pretty much just about every single day, I can click on Successimo and probably have hundreds of learning experiences to choose from. And every single day, I try to get on there at least for a little bit and try to do one or two learning experiences. And every single, you know, pretty much every single day, I'm learning a little something new, or I'm being, something's being reinforced, or I'm hearing something just slightly different, and I'm thinking about it in just a slightly different way. So it's like a self-education. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about it is that, you know, most kids, you know, they get the standard high school education, and then for some reason, a lot of them think they're done. You know, but the problem with the standard high school education, a standard education only gives you standard results. You know, if you're going to have extraordinary results, you got to go above and beyond the standard education. You got to self-educate. And Successimo is a beautiful place that you can self-educate yourself with no limits, no boundaries. You can just educate yourself according to your drive.
Right. Daniel, we just have two more minutes. I want you to share what when you wrote Failing to Succeed, Failing Your Way to Success. Is that about share your thoughts briefly on that article. It's a very powerful article.
Yes, it definitely is. And I'll tell you, if you haven't failed lately, then you're not dreaming big enough.
Okay.
You're really, really not dreaming big enough. Because, I mean, there's two ways to learn in this world. You know, one is a massive failure, and the other is a mentors. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful because, like, you know, going back, Successful offers mentors. However, mm-hmm. the other way, massive failure, you know, every one of us should shoot for massive failure. Every one of us should do it as fast as we can, which seems very contradictory to what, you know, most people would think. But you want to fail, and you want to fail fast, and you want to fail often. Because with each one of those failures, you learn a little something. You know, kind of like Thomas Edison. He learned 10,000 ways a light bulb didn't work. You know what I'm saying? So you learn a little something with each time you fail, and it's a great education. You know, you got to fail. And if you're not failing, then you're really not pushing your limits.
Right.
You're really not pushing your comfort zone, and you're really not succeeding or living, you know, the outer limits of your potential.
You know, Daniel, we have to
scary.
Go now, but I want you to promise that you'll be back. And we can talk about all 25 of your articles. I could do 25 shows with you. When you come back, I want you to share with my listeners the defining moment in your life. And thank you again for doing our show. And you will come back, won't you?
Oh, absolutely, Jaren. Thank you for having me again.
Oh, it's been wonderful. I want to thank my guests, Daniel Blanchard, and also Leslie Riker. Now, tune in every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and starting in March, my shows will all be on at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. My guest for my next show will be author Janice Baca, Secrets to Life, and also, again, Nikki Van Valkenburg, and she talks about how to train your brain. She has been on the show before, and she's fabulous. I'm looking forward to presenting both these fascinating coaches. They will amaze, amuse, and they will astonish you. All of my shows are on at 12 noon, but live. But be sure to catch my interviews because we have constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. So in the middle of the night, if you can't sleep, you can go listen to one of our interviews. It won't put you to sleep. It'll excite you. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All your comments are welcome. If you are interested in checking out our Successimo program, just go to our website, www.successimo.com. That's SUCCESSIMO. You can look it over and sign on without any obligations whatsoever. My sponsor email is januaryjonesinfo@gmail.com. I would love to mentor you and help you get started so you can learn, earn, and return as you play it upward. Successimo is an amazing opportunity to help out any nonprofits or charities that you may work with. You can actually help them raise funds without asking for money. It's a positively brilliant plan, and it is so very, very easy to implement. So for now, stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing Successimo with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. This is January Jones, thanking you for joining me on my journey today and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others, and that will equate to creating cash for your future. Your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you learn while you earn with us and January Jones sharing Successimo stories.